Penguin Random House Audio presents Strike by DJ McHale. Read for you by Andrew Bates. Forward. We are rapidly approaching the end. No, I'm not talking about the imminent destruction of the world as we know it kind of end. I mean, the end of another adventure. Though I'm not making any promises about the possibility of world destruction. I'm particularly excited about wrapping up the Silo Chronicles because, well, I've been getting grief from a lot of readers. Seems as though the endings of Silo and Storm were, shall we say, a big tease? Guilty. I admit it. As much as each of those books had a definite conclusion, both times I added one of those pesky last chapters that throw you over that proverbial cliff and give you a maddeningly slender thread to hang on to. I know. The more I revealed about the plight of Tucker and friends, the deeper the mystery became. Again, guilty. What can I say? I love that stuff. So that's why I am very happy to submit for your approval the conclusion of the Silo Chronicles. There are no more cliffhangers, no more unanswered questions, no more to be continued. And yes, it was freaking Uncle Press who gave Bobby Pendragon his journals in that last chapter of The Soldiers of Hala. There, I said it. How could you not have gotten that? It was so obvious. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, it's okay. We won't hold it against you. Much. Okay, I feel better now. Moving on. We're here to talk about Silo and learn the fate of our brave refugees from Pemberwick Island. But before